Welcome to another episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. I'm wicked excited about this episode. I just spoke with Lisa W. from the Inner Circle, and without going into excruciating detail, we came up with a 60-day fat loss formula. Now, at the beginning, she introduces herself and she talks about her past and her history leading up to the current situation that she's in. And from there, we really dive into the specifics of how she's going to move forward for the next 60 days to lose the most fat, build the most muscle, get the most muscle definition without letting fitness control her life, doing it all sustainably, enjoyably, something she can do forever. I hope you enjoy the episode. If you have any questions or comments, let me know. Talk to you soon.
Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's finally, I'm so happy we're finally on the phone. Thank you. It's actually, what time is it where you are? It's 9:40.
Yeah, it's 9:40 UK time. I'm so excited to be on here.
I'm so, seriously, thank you. I appreciate you getting on. It's taken us months, but actually, first of all, happy birthday. How was it?
Thank you. It was really great. Yeah, I ate so much food.
Wait, so how old did you turn?
I turned 30 this year.
The big 30. That's amazing.
So yeah, it's been a great year.
What was the favorite thing that you ate on your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. I also went to Portugal kind of as a birthday treat.
Sure, so we had
the best Portuguese everything, like pastries, wine, port, ham. I can't even.
I literally just ate and now I'm starving. So thank you
for
that.
Too.
That's amazing. Seriously, that's incredible. So listen, Lisa, we're recording right now, but basically just a conversation and this is your time. So like, I want to make sure, like, if there's any questions you have, if there's anything that you wanted to talk about specifically, like, let's hash it out and go from there.
Okay.
So do you have anything specific or what were you thinking?
I don't think I do, but I'm sure there's always questions going on in my head. So I'll just tell you a bit about where I'm at the moment.
Well, good. Actually, you know what? That's exactly because you've had a big year for your own fitness.
Right? Yeah.
Could you just talk about that? Like, talk about like your transformation over the last year, because it's been pretty cool for me to watch from afar.
Yeah. So the past year, I'd say that I never have been so aware and conscious about my health as I have been in the past maybe 2 years or so. And lifting has only really been a thing for me in the past several years. And it's just been quite casual, dipping in and out of classes. And I guess in this past year, I've been able to accomplish my first sustained caloric deficit, according to a plan that was actually scientific for once. And it's been a time where I've really accompanied that with a growth mindset, a mindset of forgiving myself, and yeah, just a view for long-term health. So that's been ever ongoing, accompanied by kind of body confidence and trying to love myself at every stage, no matter what weight I am. And I guess I lost about 15 pounds in about 3 months or so prior to joining the Inner Circle, which is great, by the way, plug. Not paid. And then, yeah, I was at a really good place. I dieted just because I wanted to lose some fat. I didn't really care about the scale. But once I finished, I kind of, because I didn't really need to lose the weight, I also gained some more. And the lifestyle that the diet gave me was not really suitable for long-term maintenance. I didn't really care because I learned a lot through the process, like what kind of foods are nutritious and learning to love nutritious food for its own sake. So I guess right now, especially after Portugal, I've eaten a lot. I'm carrying some holiday fluff. I've not been training as much because I've been away quite a lot. And I think now I'm just in between states. Like, I'm looking at all my friends who are, you know, doing their own kind of thing and they're killing it and I'm so happy for them. And then I'm just not there yet. And I think the first thing is just letting go of that desire to want to be where someone else is. And the second thing is slowly getting back into the swing of things. I've got loads of things planned. I've got a 4K, no, 10K run coming up in a week or two. And then I've decided to join a CrossFit training. But I always feel like I'm not fit, really. I feel like I don't have a routine in place yet. I feel like I'm always looking at things. And yeah, so right now I'm just feeling a bit fluffy, still trying to be confident, but kind of not feeling entirely, I don't know, proud of myself, like happy with how I am. It's always a conscious effort.
Got it. Okay. Well, so that's a really to stop, because realistically, I think most people, especially fitness conscious people, they're never fully satisfied with where they are, right? There's always some way they can improve. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to say, hey, like, I'm not where I want to be. I think this honestly a good thing. The phrase always happy, never satisfied has been big for me, except I don't like the always happy part because that's not realistic. But just the idea of never being fully satisfied, that's what allows you to keep striving to go forward. The important thing to remember is not letting a lack of complete satisfaction turn disappointment or self-hate, or like turn it into something that will cause you to be impatient. It's okay to not be satisfied with where you are, but you use that to continue going forward, not to be a negative, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Over the last year, what would you say has been your biggest success? Like, what has happened there in that you look back and like, wow, I've improved a lot? And it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional. What's happened last year that you're like, wow, that was a big change?
You know what? Like, there's been so much, and I'm kind of smiling just thinking about, I can't pick. I guess one of the things was just living out a truth in fitness, which is just consistency over everything, right? I kind of saw things actually happen to plan, which sounds really stupid, but once I stuck to something and I just allowed the science to work its magic, results happened. And that was incredible to witness, because you always think that it's something that happens outside of you. It's something that happens to other people who have results. That was something that I never thought I could achieve. A second thing was that your lifestyle really reflects your body composition, which also sounds really self-evident. But once you start training for what you enjoy and you eat in a way that makes you feel good, that fuels you, the body composition kind of just comes with it. And it's not really as hard as it is once you follow the things that you enjoy. Like right now, I'm not really training. I've eaten a lot. So naturally, I can see that I've gained more fat in places and lost muscle in places. And I can be accepting of that, because I know that once I get back onto it, things will change again. And the third thing is, I think, just loving myself no matter what. It's such a hard thing to do. But just trying to break through things, wearing crop tops. I was talking to Diana about this. Hey, Diana. we were like team crop tops, team short shorts. It's kind of just, it's terrifying. But just wearing, you know, things that make you feel good, things that are kind of, especially in the gym, wearing things that you wouldn't normally wear anywhere else. I wear the brightest colors in the gym. But in real life, I'm just in turtlenecks. I just wear all black, and it just allows a different side of my personality to come out. And yeah, so I think feeling really confident no matter what has been one of my greatest breakthroughs.
Well, so here's the thing. This is, I'm so glad that you went through that. So thank you for that. The one I'm going to go back to is the consistency part. And you said, well, it sounds really self-evident, and it does, but it's not. And this is really important. And I think anybody who's actually seen massive success, especially when it comes to we'll call it fat loss, but like also as like massive strength gain as well. But even strength gain, you don't have to be as consistent. And when you're losing fat, you need like to be very consistent for a long period of time. Strength gain, you can get stronger without being as consistent. Anybody who's seen tremendous success with fat loss, they will inevitably have a point in their life where they have this realization where like, wow, all I've had to do was stop jumping around and trying different things every other week and just do this one thing for 12 to 16 weeks. And it works. That's like, and everyone who has success will have that moment. And everyone who doesn't have success will not have that moment, because everyone who doesn't have success with it will always think, well, nothing works for me, rather than with the people who are successful. They're like, well, listen, you just have to stick with it for 16 weeks and not go off on a bender when your weight spikes or when you feel like you're not making progress. Because as long as you're consistent, you're going to make progress. And that realization is one of the most powerful parts of your success. And what I wanted to talk about is the first thing you mentioned was how you're feeling like almost a little bit defeated because you came back from vacation and you're not really looking where you want to look, the way you want to look, and you're not sure what you want to do right now because like what everyone else is doing. But then when I asked about your success, you immediately, the first thing you said was that now it's about consistency. and it's so funny because the thing that you were struggling with at the beginning, here's your answer. You now know that there's no reason to stress about it or be upset about it, because all you have to do is be consistent. That's it.
Yeah. Like,
that's it. And it's so, you knew it and it was in you, and you literally even said it one after another, but you didn't fully recognize it. And it's so important, because when you recognize, it's so funny. Like, this is why I purposefully do not walk around at like 8 or 9% body fat, because I know if I want to, 12 weeks and it's done. But I don't feel really good doing that. I'd prefer to be able to have a little bit more freedom to have some cheeseburgers and fries and pizza and beer. And if for whatever reason I feel like getting that lean, great. But the knowledge of understanding that all you have to do is be consistent takes away that whole defeated feeling, because you know, okay, cool, 12 weeks done. That's it.
I feel like the reason why I still feel a bit dissatisfied is because that gap from how I was feeling to the consistency positivity lies in, I'm not making sense. But what I mean is,
you are making sense.
I find it difficult
to. You keep self-deprecating. You keep being like, well, that sounds self-evident. No, stop. You were saying very smart things. Don't say
okay. So what I was saying was, there is a gap between those two points. Because for me, to be that consistent back then when I had results, I was consistent according to a quite rigid caloric deficit. So I know that I can hop back onto it should I want to, as long as I'm motivated, but I'm not really motivated to have that steeper caloric deficit. And the plan that I was on, which was prior to the Inner Circle one, I had me eating quite frequently, and it really required an entire mental overhaul of everything, socially as well. So the novelty of that, it was great. But now I feel like I'd like to be consistent again, but to a lesser degree. And I guess that's not yet a clear outline in my head. I don't know how I would do that, how I'd make something more sustainable. Well, and so far, sorry, go on.
So let me ask you this. Before we even go into the how to make it more sustainable, if you had to choose one goal for the next 16 weeks, something that you would like to have happen in the next we'll call it 3 months to 6 months, what would your goal be? And there's no right or wrong answer. And say really what you feel.
I think for the next 3 to 6 months, I'd like to strength train at least 3 times every week. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. That's great. But so that's an action-based goal, something that you want to do. What about an objective? Like, what do you want to have? Like, when you look back over the next 6 months, what would have to happen for you to say, wow, that was a really effective 6 months?
I guess the reason why I said it, and I overthink everything people ask me, as you probably noticed, the reason why I've said it is because I want to maintain and increase my bone density. And strength training with that kind of frequency would definitely help. I'd ideally like to take a test on my bone density. I think they only show results after a year or so. So maybe I should choose a different goal, huh?
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to be very blunt with you, and you know I get very blunt. And I don't think that's your real goal.
Because, really?
Well, you came back.
It's quite like a low blow, low ball kind of goal.
Well, no, it's just not. You didn't come back from vacation saying, oh, fuck, my bone density is not where I want it to be right now. Like, you weren't feeling defeated because your bone density is less than your friends. Why were you feeling – you were feeling defeated because you felt like you had lost muscle, you lost strength, like you weren't looking the way you wanted to. Like, that's what you were saying. And that's – and by the way, that's, like, basically everybody. So – and it's good to talk about this because – a lot of people feel, for whatever reason, there's been this movement in the industry, fitness industry, saying like, you shouldn't care how you look. You should only care how you perform. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But everybody cares how they look. And it's not bad to care how you look. It's a bad thing. If you want to improve your physique, then hell yeah, I support you in that. And if you don't want to improve your physique, hell yeah, I support you as well. But there's no right or wrong goal. And so now going back, if you could, because I guarantee you at the end of 6 months, you would not be like, well, let's check out the bone and see, because what would happen at the end of 6 months for you to be like, yes, I'm stoked?
I guess.
I want you to be brutally honest. I want you to just be brutally honest and keeping in mind that anybody listening is going to be like, That's how I feel. Like, how you feel is how I feel. Yeah. I promise you that.
I mean, maybe I want too much, but I want to be like leaner in body fat, have more muscle, and to be training consistently.
Lisa, what you just described is the goal of almost every fucking person in the world. And that's not too much at all. You can very much do it. And now that we know what your goal is, we can say, hey, how can we find a sustainable way to do that? Rather than being like, all right, how can we find a sustainable way to increase your bone density? Meanwhile, in your heart, you're like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I do. Like, I don't want osteoporosis, but like, you know, like, so now we know, and this is great. And you, over 6 months, you 100% can burn fat, you 100% can build muscle, and you 100% can have a consistent lifting schedule. Now we just need to figure out the specifics, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned a deficit that was very rigid and it took over your whole life. How much of a deficit was that?
I'd say it was, let's see, about 500 calories less a day.
How many calories were you eating a day?
Maybe less. I think on training days, I was eating about 1,500. And then on non-training, probably 1,300-ish, give or take, margin of error. Okay. Yeah.
And do you mind sharing how much you weigh? If you don't, then we can move on and like do something else.
Currently, I think I'm about 70 kg. I don't know what that is in pounds.
I'm pretty sure that's close to 150. So yes. 150 pounds. So I'm not using my calculator right now, but I can say without a shadow of a doubt that that's a very low calorie amount if you're being accurate with your tracking. And I'm sure you were being accurate with your tracking because you could feel very low, like that you were probably tired. You were probably very hungry, like, and to a degree,
normal,
but it sounds like it was, and just to be like candid, that's too much for a long period of time. So, I mean, I guarantee you could probably have 1,500 to 1,700 and still lose fat, and it won't be as fast, but it will be way more sustainable over the long term. Is that something you want? Something that's more sustainable, that doesn't feel like it's a war every day, right?
Definitely. There's something nice about being in a routine and eating less in a way, because I always eat to excess, whether it's a tiny bit of excess or more. And so it's nice for me to feel like I'm giving my body what it needs and not too much more. And so I think that kind of deficit sounds appealing. I hope I can keep to it. I find with tracking, sometimes I'm not that good. Sometimes, I don't know, with protein, maybe I could just eyeball the protein and then track the rest.
Well, so as what is your the most important part of fat loss, the number one is calories, right? That's rule number one. So if your calories are in check, you'll be losing fat. The role of protein is going to be, okay, that's how we can maintain muscle mass. So I think that in terms of sustainability, if you know that tracking can be a little bit meticulous for you and you don't want to do it, track your calories. That's it. And just make sure you have a significant helping of protein at each meal. And maybe like have a protein shake as a snack or Greek yogurt as a snack or something. And that way you'll get plenty. You don't need 150 grams of protein per day. Like you realistically, like you could. I suck at math, but you could probably have 100 to 110 and be totally fine. And that's very doable. So I'm going to do a more specific calculation for like when we get off the phone, and I'm literally going to send you some numbers. But
Awesome.
just for the sake of where I'm guessing, if you had between 1800 to 1900 calories on your workout days and between 1400 to 1600 on your rest days or your low calorie days, does that sound more sustainable to you?
That sounds glorious.
That sounds amazing, right? So I say I'm gonna you know what's coming next. I'm gonna challenge you.
I love it.
Are you 100% committed to hitting, and I'll find more specific because when I get like, I want to do some specific calculations for you, but around there between 1800 to 2000 on your high days and 1400 to 1600 on your low days, is that something that you can commit to for 60 days?
60 days. Yes.
Yes. You're getting, yes, Lisa, I'm
Hell
holding you to it.
yes.
And
Firm hell yes.
does that scare you or excite you?
Both.
Perfect. Good answer. And tell me, I'm assuming the exciting part is, oh yes, this could be what's going to give me great progress. The scary part is, am I going to be consistent with it?
For sure.
Well, so here's the cool part. And did you see the video I put up in the inner circle the other day about the model for like goal setting and for did you see that video I put up about
I
like
think I caught it when I came off the plane. I'll need to refer to it tomorrow.
So basically the premise is that when people set a goal, they have a goal. So for example, right now the goal, we'll call it fat loss, body recomposition, losing fat. We have that goal. And then under the goal, they have a timeline, right? So now we have the timeline for 60 days, right? Most people will fail because the timeline is relative to the goal, right? So like they think that in 60 days they're going to finally look how they've wanted to look their whole life, and that is that's not the goal, that's not what we're going for. Instead, this timeline is a consistency timeline where you're not expecting to achieve a quote unquote dream body in 60 days. What you're doing is giving yourself a deadline of, I'm going to do my damn best for 60 days straight to hit these guidelines, because then when you do that, you're going to see results, and those results are going to increase motivation, and that motivation will increase consistency. Does that make sense? So let's say worst comes to worst. So here's what happens. A lot of times people will have that deadline, 60 days, and then 2 weeks in, they'll go overboard. They'll eat more than they wanted to, and they feel defeated because like, wow, like I had 60 days and I failed, and I can't reach it now because I screwed up. And then they just stop. Whereas now the goal isn't to reach a dream body in 60 days. The goal is to be consistent. So worst comes to worst, let's say you go off track for a day. You get right back on track because it's not like you have now one day where you didn't actually complete the consistency challenge, but you get back on and it's fine. If you have 58 days of perfection and two not, like, that's amazing. It's, I'd say that's you accomplished your goal, right?
Yeah.
So does that take away the fear a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely. I need to remind myself, but definitely.
Because are you a little bit of a perfectionist?
A little bit. But no, I know what you mean. And I've witnessed it in myself as well. So this should help me keep on track.
Well, here's what we're going to do. So you accepted the 6-day challenge. And yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about more specifics as well. But I'm going to challenge you more in terms of, like, and I'm, this is actually something I'm going to do in the inner circle for the next month, for August, is I'm going to have everybody, I'm going to challenge everybody to create their own thread. And essentially you post and keep yourself accountable on your own thread every day. And I'm going to challenge you to start doing that whenever you begin this challenge. I don't know, like, we'll come up with a date, but every day. And then I want you to not only post, like, your calories for the day, and if you're hitting your training, but also how you're feeling. If you went off track, if you went over your calories, I want you to actively write about how you're feeling. If you feel like you screwed up, say, hey, I feel like I screwed up. Because what will happen is, as you write it, you'll be like, but I know it doesn't mean anything because I'm going to get right back on track and be totally fine. And that's when emotion turns into, you're just in your head by yourself. You feel like you screwed up. But as soon as you start to verbalize it, you're like, oh, you know what? But that's stupid. Like, my mind is trying to tell me I failed, but I know I didn't.
Brilliant.
Does that make sense?
Really fun. I do that for myself when I was dieting. And I tell myself, I'd have a column in my Excel sheet. What did I do that was great? What could I do better? And then I had a column that said, how awesome am I?
I and love every day, that.
Every day I just wrote, you are awesome.
I love that. That's amazing. And if you want, you could literally keep that. I might steal that for the Inner Circle Challenge because it's perfect. And and it, what it does is it continues to motivate you and keep you, like, it increases self-efficacy, right? Your belief in yourself to keep going. I love that. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Are you accepting the challenge for the calories I'm going to give you, which will be around what we discussed, and then updating your thread daily for 60 days?
Yes, I'm really excited.
I'm very excited as well. And did you see, you're excited now, not as scared, because you know, worst comes to worst, you get right back on track and you're already fucking awesome.
Yes.
Right? Like, that. Yeah. This is it. This is a major, major mindset shift. And I'm very, like, number one, impressed that you went through it. A lot of people would be more resistant. And number two is, I'm so excited to see your results, because you're going to be unbelievably consistent, and you're going to find you don't need to suffer through it. You can actually do it relatively comfortably. And it doesn't mean that there won't be times that you're hungry, but that's normal. Hunger is a normal human sensation. It's just, how do we get through it without suffering, and how can we do it and figure out ways to mitigate it? And then once the 60 days are over, we can hop on this again and do a recap and come up with another goal that will, and that's where all of a sudden, where we stack goals over the year, right? Where it's like, you chase one thing for 60 or 90 days, just one thing. And you do that 4 times a year, 3 times a year. And then at the end of 5-10 years, you've done so much. Whereas most people, they'll be like, well, I want to build muscle, and then I want to lose fat. I want to build muscle, and I want to do this. And they change every other week and they never accomplish anything.
Yeah.
So the last thing that we have to figure out is, how many days a week are you going to strength train?
Let's see, maybe at least 3, stretching to 4 or 5, depending on schedule.
Well, what do you think, out of 3, 4, and 5, what can you do 100% every single week without question?
I think 100% is 3.
Well, then you're going to train 3 times a week, and that's it. That, and if you want to do more, you can do extra, but you're going to follow the three times a week training program in the Inner Circle. Anyone you want, either the current month or the Unicorn Strong Challenge or any month that's in there, you're going to do 3 times a week, and that's it. Like, that is all you have to do. If you decide to do more, tremendous. If you don't, doesn't fucking matter. Right.
Okay.
Cool. Cause
yes,
I would rather you hit 3 times a week, 100%, than try and do a 4 times a week and only hit it 70%. right?
Yeah.
Because the 3 times a week program is written for 3 times a week. If you go to the 4 times a week program and you only hit it 70%, you're not completing the whole program and you're going to miss out on the benefit and the mental issues that people get from not actually being able to complete the program that perpetuates a feeling of failure. I would way rather you hit 100% on 3 days a week and feel like a queen, just like a boss, because you hit it every single time versus feeling like, I really didn't hit all the workouts. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that last point about not hitting the entire workout leading to a feeling of failure, that's really elucidated how I feel about my general training, because I would often just do as much as I could, maybe insufficiently once or twice a week. And I just keep forgive myself every single time. And it's great, but eventually you just feel like a failure who constantly pats themselves on the back. And yeah, I think the goal of 3 times a week is much better for me mentally.
And what'll happen is at the end of these 60 days, you hit it 3 times a week. You hit it 95%. There'll be some weird thing where something comes up and maybe you can't do it. Either way, let's say you hit it 95 to 100%. You're going to be so excited. The results are going to be so much because number one to results is consistency. That's what you said the first thing. So you do that and all of a sudden, now maybe you get to a point where you're like, I'm going to increase to 4 times a week because I fucking love the results and this is amazing. Or you're going to say, I'm going to stay at 3 times a week because I fucking love the results and I know I don't need to do that and I can have more fun doing other shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I always say, let's start with the bare minimum. I'd rather you have the minimum effective dose. And if you want to increase, we'll increase. But let's not – everyone wants to go as hard as they can from the beginning. It's like, but what happens when you get tired and burn out and they're like, there's going to be a little bit of a stall? You need to have a backup plan. And so I'd rather you – be exploding to do more than to be tired and like, oh, I don't want to go, you know?
Yeah.
So we got a 60-day challenge, Lisa. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I'm very excited. So what I want you to do is, I'll text you when we're off the phone. We'll figure out, I'll get everything I need to know to make your exact numbers. It's going to be somewhere between 1800 and 1900 on high days. And so the high days, you're going to have 3 high days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
They do not have to be on your workout days. Just you will have 3 high and 4 low. And I don't care if a lot of times people will have 3 high Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because that's where they tend to eat more. Other people, like I know I have some other people in the inner circle who they're executives and they have big dinners on like Tuesdays and Thursdays. So they'll have their high days on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Whatever fits best for you. I don't care if it's a training day or not, as long as 3 high, 4 low, between like 1800 to 2000 on the high, and then 1400, 1600 on the low. And I'll make that definitive after we talk. And you hit that for 60 days straight, and you're training for 3 days a week, 60 days straight. And your log 60 days straight in the inner circle, every day you're going to update your thread. I'm so fucking excited to see your results. Like, honest to God, I have a feeling you're going to come out on the other end and be like, I knew this is what I had to do, but I just didn't have a plan. And now we've got the plan.
Yes, that's exactly what I needed. Like, I know I can do it, but having you here, making me accountable, calling me out on, my own inner thought process, it's invaluable.
Well, honestly, you're incredibly smart and you have all the knowledge. All that we did was we took away the ambiguity. We took away the, I don't know what to do. And realistically, I bet if you were talking to a friend, you would have walked them through this exact same process, but because you know logically what's best, but when it becomes to you, it's very easy to like, oh, I don't know. And then like it's so funny. I don't do one-on-one anymore. It's all inner circle. When I used to do one-on-one, when I would get people on the phone to have a consult to see if we were going to coach, I would say, hey, so tell me like, what are your goals? And a massive percentage of the time people would start by saying like, oh yeah, want to improve my posture and bone density and da, da, da. And I'm like, listen, do you want to look good naked or what? Like, is that, and they're like, yes, I just want to look good naked. That's all I want. And it's like, people are so nervous to say that. And once you just, you say whatever it is you want and whatever your goal is at that moment. It could be chin-ups, it could be looking good naked, could be all the above, whatever. But now we know exactly what to do. I'm so beyond excited to see how you progress. Seriously, I think it's gonna be a great 60 days.
I'm really excited. I'm kind of wiggling as I talk.
Is there anything else that you wanted to cover or talk about? Anything that I can clarify?
My other thoughts were about maintenance, mainly because when I first did the caloric deficit, the quite steep one, I found it difficult to maintain because my mind was so done with the rigorous method.
Yep.
But now I think maybe we can leave the maintenance questions to after I smash the 60-day challenge.
That's exactly right. And so Diana just is doing a 60-day maintenance challenge. And she told me that did you hear the podcast I did with Diana on the maintenance?
Yes.
And you know how she was nervous to do it?
Yeah.
And now I'm sure you've spoken to her. Now she's going to continue doing it because she feels so good.
Yeah.
And so the reason she was able to transfer to that is because she spent so much time focused on that one goal that now she can go to that and be good. That's what she's doing tremendously well, is she's doing one thing. So
excellent.
Let's crush the 60 days. At the end of the 60 days, if you're like, hey, I want to go to maintenance, then we'll go to maintenance. If you want to say, hey, you know what? I'm in a stride right now. Let's keep pushing it for another 4 to 6, 8, 12 weeks, whatever. Cool.
Yeah.
Or something else. But we'll do one thing at a time. This is literally, and this is where most people really screw up, is they'll do something and like, yeah, I'm going to do it for 60 days. And they think it just sounds really easy. And then 14 days, 16 days, 18 days in, they're like, I want to do something else. And then they don't make any progress. So a lot of times, one of my favorite quotes, Dan John, this is what I'll leave you with. The goal is to keep the goal the goal. Right?
Yeah.
The goal is to keep the – it's genius. I mean, it's literally – Don't waver in what you're trying to achieve. Just focus on this for 60 days, and by the end of it, you're going to achieve massive success. And not only physically, I think mentally it's going to be big for you, because you're going to realize being in a calorie deficit and losing fat doesn't have to be suffering. You can do it very sustainably.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Let's go. So you're going to go in the Inner Circle Facebook group. Either, I know it's late by you, so you don't have to do it tonight, but when you have a chance, go in the Inner Circle Facebook group, tell everyone what you're going to do, and then you create your thread whenever you're ready, within probably the next, I'm assuming, week or so. And let's get after it, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Lisa, you're amazing. Seriously, I'm very excited to see your progress. Thank you for getting on the phone.
No, not at all. Thank you. I'll keep you updated.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That officially wraps up this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you enjoyed the episode, I would really appreciate you leaving a review. They actually do help a lot. So wherever you're listening, a review would be huge. Again, any questions or comments, please let me know. And if you want to join the Inner Circle so you can be featured on this podcast, get your questions answered, speak with me, shoot me an email to jordan@syattfitness.com with Inner Circle in the subject line, and I'll walk you through the application process.